Here are the directions for part two. In this part, you will hear six passages, A through F. Each passage will be followed by two questions, number 13 through number 24. For each question, you will have 10 seconds to choose the best answer and mark your answer on your answer sheet. The passage and the questions will be given only once. Now, let's begin.
A. Teaching. Some studies show that students of the most effective teachers make three times as much progress as students of the least effective teachers. However, there is little agreement about why some teachers are more effective. Intelligence and charisma have been suggested as key factors that may affect teaching ability. Others argue that simply raising salaries may lead to better results. According to education expert Doug Lemov, there is a better explanation. He says many teacher training programs do not adequately prepare people for the actual classroom. Teaching is complex, and Lemov believes it is increasingly clear that theory is less important than intense guided practice and on-the-job training. Lemov says this explains why students in such places as Finland and Singapore do so well. Teachers there have frequent class observations and receive large amounts of on-the-job training, which makes them more effective.
Questions. Number 13. What do some studies show? Number 14. What does Doug Lemov believe can improve teachers' effectiveness?
B. The Barclay Marathons. The Barclay Marathons, a race held in the U.S. state of Tennessee, was inspired by a well-known prison escape. The prisoner spent over 50 hours on the run, traveling through mountainous, heavily forested land. In the race, runners attempt to complete a 160-kilometer course within 60 hours, with little or no sleep. Only a small number of them cross the finish line, while many others get lost or quit. The Barclay Marathons is organized by just one man, Gary Cantrell. Unlike most races, there are no people monitoring to prevent cheating, and there are no volunteers to guide runners. To keep competitors honest, Cantrell leaves books at various locations along the route. Runners each have a race number, and they must take the pages that match their number. By doing this, they can show that they have completed the race.
Questions. Number 15. What is true about the Barclay Marathons? Number 16. How does Gary Cantrell prevent cheating? C. Entertainment and creativity. It can often be difficult for entertainment companies to decide which ideas for shows will appeal to the public. Recently, researchers conducted a study that asked the question, who is better at deciding what an audience will enjoy? The creators, who think of the ideas, or the executives, who evaluate them? To find the answer, the researchers invited 300 entertainment executives and creators to decide which ideas for shows they thought would get the best response from audiences. The researchers concluded that creators usually overestimated the appeal of their own ideas. However, they were better than the executives at predicting whether other people's original ideas would become successful. In particular, creators were much better at identifying unusual concepts that would be a hit. the researchers believe that executives were more conservative and so were less likely to choose original or unusual ideas.
Questions. Number 17. What were executives and creators asked to do in the study? Number 18. What is one thing the researchers concluded?
D. Colombian coffee. Coffee rust is a disease that has been damaging coffee crops in many countries for over a century. Historians say it was one of the reasons Sri Lanka switched from growing coffee to growing tea. Since the 1960s, coffee crops in Colombia have also been threatened, and coffee rust has gradually spread from region to region. In particular, it attacks the expensive and difficult-to-grow Arabica coffee that Colombia is famous for. Less profitable varieties are not as badly affected. To combat coffee rust, scientists have been researching disease-resistant coffee plants. While resistant varieties of coffee beans were not difficult to find, experts considered the flavor and aroma of the coffee they produced to be less appealing than those of the Arabica bean. However, the good news for Colombian coffee growers is that a new hybrid variety called Castillo is not only disease-resistant, but it is also gaining approval with coffee lovers.
Questions. Number 19. What is one thing we learn about coffee rust? Number 20. What was one problem with disease-resistant coffee varieties?
E. Marketing to females. Companies often look for ways to expand the market for their products. For example, they may take toys that are traditionally given to boys, such as water pistols, and alter them to attract girls. This is often done using a technique called pink it and shrink it. With this technique, companies create a girls' version of a product by making simple changes, such as using a feminine color and reducing the size. The pink it and shrink it strategy does not always work, however. For one thing, many people are offended by such stereotyping. And in some cases, such as with sports equipment, reducing the product size simply makes it less effective. For example, advanced female skiers generally purchase men's skis, since they find the performance of shorter models designed for women to be inferior. With such products, companies may find that the pink it and shrink it approach does not have the intended effect.
Questions. Number 21. What is one way companies try to sell more products? Number 22. What do we learn about skis designed for women?
F. A world-changing drug. Penicillin is an antibiotic drug produced from a type of mold called penicillium, which grows on fruit. Ancient peoples knew that such molds had disease-fighting powers, but the chemical in penicillium that kills bacteria was not identified until 1928. When Alexander Fleming identified it and named it penicillin, he suggested using it to kill bacteria when cleaning equipment in laboratories and hospitals. Fleming's work was continued in the 1930s by scientists in the UK, who succeeded in finding a way to use penicillin to treat infectious diseases. And thanks to work in the U.S. in the early 1940s, scientists' efforts to produce the drug in large quantities also progressed. By 1944, the U.S. had managed to produce millions of doses, and the new drug prevented many soldiers with infected wounds from dying in the last months of World War II.
Questions. Number 23. What did Alexander Fleming do in 1928? Number 24. What was one result of scientists' efforts in the 1940s?